Well, this turned into an unexpected mini eponym hunt. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I want to take a quick look at the SVT. Now, I was browsing through medical Twitter last week and I saw a tweet that prompted me to think about how we manage SVT. Now, as I'm sure you all know, the cardiovascularly stable patient, vagal manoeuvres are recommended as a first line in the initial management. They're certainly the easiest for both the patient and the clinician. There are several vagal manoeuvres that have been documented over time, including the ice-cold face stimulus, forceful coughing, gagging, and the carotid sinus massage. And these all have their issues. Carotid sinus massage should not be done in patients who might have carotid artery stenosis. Making someone gag is not particularly pleasant, and 10 seconds of ice in the face might not be to everybody's liking. So the Valsalva technique has become a more preferred option. Now, a quick aside here, I did not know that Valsalva was a real person. He was a 17th century Italian anatomist who specialised in the ear. He developed the Valsalva technique to help investigate the Eustachian tube patency. So he's also responsible for naming the Eustachian tube. And this is another eponym. Bartolomeo Eustachi was a 16th century Italian anatomist and one of the founders of the science of anatomy. He had done a lot of work on the ear, so Valsalva named the Eustachian tube after him. So the Valsalva manoeuvre involves exhaling against a closed glottis, and a pressure of about 40 millimetres of mercury is required for SVT reversion, which can be achieved conveniently by blowing into a 10 mil syringe for about 15 seconds. Studies have shown that a reversion of between 5 and 20% for this technique. Now, I expect most of you will know about the REVERT trial. If not, I link to the open access paper in the show notes, which you should all read. The paper was published in The Lancet in 2015 and was titled Postural Modification to the Standard Valsalva Maneuver for the Emergency Treatment of Supraventricular Tachycardias, brackets, REVERT, a randomised controlled trial, and it was authored by Applebaum et al. The modified Valsalva involves a semi-recumbent Valsalva strain, followed by elevation of the legs passively whilst in a supine position. I would encourage you all to read the Rebel EM blog post, which I've linked in the show notes, which also includes a video demonstration. This study showed a 43% conversion rate for the modified Valsalva versus a 17% for the standard Valsalva, with no complications. Now, I've not had a chance to try this since learning of the modified Valsalva technique, but I have spoken with several people who have used it successfully. So it is something we should all be aware of in urgent care, and it should really be our first-line treatment in the stable patient. Now, just to touch on the tweet that I started my little rabbit hole adventure with this week, it was by @EMUpdates, and they'd linked to an abstract for a report on a small case series that's being published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine. And this performed a reverse Valsalva manoeuvre on patients with SVT. 10 of their 11 patients reverted. A reverse Valsalva, it seems, is an inhalation rather than an exhalation. I've linked to the abstract in the show notes, and this will obviously require further studies and evaluation before it can be comparable to the modified Valsalva. So for the time being, this tweet was merely a trigger for me to review the current recommendations for reverting SVT in stable patients without the need for drugs or electricity. But we will watch and see if the reverse Valsalva ends up being the best. So I would encourage everyone to be familiar with the REVERT trial, read through the Rebel EM blog, and do let us know via podcast at rnzcuc.org.nz if you've had success using the modified Valsalva technique. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.